Black people go crazy.
Justice Wisconsin, the truth, the most requested advocate in the state. 101.7 FM, the movement continues. Yeah, yeah. Yeah,
Milwaukee, stand up.
It's Tory Lowe, the truth, from one to four. We about that action, so tap in and let's go. We want that justice, we want all the smoke. From Monday through Friday, trying to bring the city hope. Yeah, Tory Lowe from one to four, Monday through Friday, let's go. We about that action from the block, and we ready, let's go. Tap in, and it ain't no holding back, we ready.
101.7 the truth. Tory Lowe, Tory Lowe Show, live from American Family Insurance Studio at the Avenue. The movement continues. The marathon continues right here on 101.7 The Truth. Thank you for joining me for the third hour of the Tory Lowe Show. And I want to talk about this situation. The pregnant woman found in the house fire. Found unalived in the house fire. Now, this story been going on online, on social media. It's been talked about in the news. I wanted to make sure that we talked about this situation right here on the Tory Lowe Show, because when the story first came out, she was found in the house fire. Let's run this story, the one where they said that she was found in the house fire, because now we have an update that I want to talk about after that. Let's, if you're watching this, we broadcast live. Let's listen.
I can't explain it. I can't.
Disbelief followed by unanswered questions.
I just want to ask him why.
Gladys Johnson's mother, Michelle, found her 5 months pregnant daughter unresponsive inside their home Monday night.
Why would you take her life like that, and you knowing she was having a baby by you? What was on your mind? If a person don't want to be with you, just walk away.
Milwaukee police say they were called to this home near 26th and Hadley around 11:30 p.m. Monday. Detectives say a man brandished a gun, then started a fire, and was later arrested. Before the flames, Johnson says the man, who is the father of Gladys's 3-year-old daughter and unborn son, tried to convince her that her 22-year-old daughter had been asleep all day upstairs.
He was blocking the door like, no, you got to get in here. I turned around. That's when he pointed the gun at my daughter.
Oh, wow.
That's when she says she called 911. Minutes later, she could smell smoke while in the kitchen.
I look around. He running out the back door. I got the fire off the bed. I got the fire off the windows. But I wouldn't leave my daughter. Only thing I wanted was my daughter not to burn.
Johnson says she believes her daughter was shot before the fire. However, Milwaukee police cannot confirm that at this time.
I see, grab her, too. Grab her, too. You know, put her to the hallway. And then that's when they seen the blood and everything when they moved her off the bed.
Oh, wow.
A pain Johnson is reliving after losing 2 kids in a fire more than 3 decades ago.
Y'all just don't know how this hits
me. Oh, wow. Once again, my condolences to the family and this situation. When you talk about domestic abuse and things like that, and then tried to set the fire, and it's so crazy. But finally, we got an update on this story where the medical examiner says that the pregnant woman was death was a homicide, and the police found that out once they started moving the body. But let's run that audio as well and video. Let's listen.
County Medical Examiner's Office is now calling the death of 22-year-old Gladys Johnson a homicide. Her body was found inside her home here near 26th and Hadley Monday night. Police said that they initially arrested a 21-year-old man for arson. Now, police records show the man was booked on a recommended charge of first-degree intentional homicide.
Why would you take her life like that, and you knowing she was having a baby by you? What was on your mind? If a person don't want to be with you, just walk away.
Wow.
Fox 6 spoke with Johnson's mother, Michelle Johnson, Tuesday, less than 24 hours after she found her 5 months pregnant daughter in their home. Milwaukee police say they were called at around 11:30 p.m. Monday for a man with a gun who then started a fire in a bedroom. Johnson says the man, who is the father of Gladys's 3-year-old daughter and unborn son, tried to convince her that her daughter had been asleep all day upstairs. Fox 6 is not naming the man, as he has not yet been charged with a crime. Police records show a 21-year-old man was arrested on a recommended charge of first-degree intentional homicide.
I just want to ask him why.
Wow.
The medical examiner noted there was a history of domestic violence. Court records show the man and Gladys Johnson shared a child in common, but there is no indication the man had a criminal history in the state or restraining orders.
All right. Well, Once again, my condolences go out to the family. But when you talk about relationships, people getting aggressive, people abusive situations, and many times a lot of those situations end up with one of the partners unaliving the other partner eventually because they didn't say it so much or they didn't mention it. And this is why I don't even want to be around anybody that says anything abusive to me. Like, I don't even want to even deal with it because I got a bad temper. And then if I say something back, they already got a bad temper. So that's not good. That ain't even a good thing for me. So I tend to, like, okay, I probably won't engage in this situation ever again. Like, I understand. I don't want to see the finished product, like, from people dealing with abuse or verbal abuse or spiritual abuse, or I don't even want to enter into it. If I see it, I'm not dealing with it, period, because I know how it ends up. And I deal with a lot of families that call me when many times it ends up like this, in this type of situation where the woman is in a situation, or, you know, that they need to leave, or the family is calling me because he on the run. I understand what I'm saying, Truth Nation. So once again, at the top of the year, we have situations where this woman was pregnant and had a child by this man. And no matter what the situations are, she did not deserve to lose her life. We got Al on the lines. If you want to join the conversation, 833-212-1017. How you doing, Al?
I'm doing fine. Maybe it'd be a good idea for you to do a segment on rejection, since men can't take rejection. Because it always ends up with somebody being dead. And then the other thing is, I keep hearing people say, oh, she tried to run him over. Wisconsin Vision has eye exams on sale starting at $80. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not seeing none of this. Because you see the woman backed up and she went around. But maybe they got glaucoma. Mm-hmm. Or maybe they got cataracts. Or maybe the people are seeing three.
I don't believe she tried to run him over. No, I don't believe that.
Al. Yeah, but all these people keep saying that. So maybe they need to get their vision fixed. And one thing you have to understand when it comes to ICE agents, these are low-end, low-trailer, racist, class DF who could not find a better job. Okay? And you cannot take away something that's within their heart. And it's more disturbing when I see black men, and y'all should be the last people to have y'all black ass up with that white people stuff. Because you know you're going to be the first one to go down, you goddamn dummy. Y'all have yourself a good day. Bye-bye.
Hey, I tell people to stand down. I've been saying that before all of this. Stand down. Because if something happened to you, you just going to be another news story and people going to go on with their lives. Unless they can use it for an advantage politically, use your story politically to gain an advantage on somebody, you know, which happens too. We got Brother Love on the lines. How you doing, Brother Love?
Hey, greetings, Brother Tory Lowe. How you doing, man?
Blessings, Brother Love. How you feeling?
I'm feeling good. Hey, Tory, man, so the argument started the fire.
No, the male seemingly started the fire, and the girl was already unalived when he started the fire.
Okay. Now, Tory, I hear your point when you say, you know what I mean, you know what I'm saying, you're not going to argue with someone if they insult your intelligence.
No, I'm going to leave. Like that. I ain't got to stick around.
But okay, can you incorporate this truth in there? Mm-hmm. He's 21. We're not 21. If I was 21 again, you're not going to be with a woman of this generation if you ain't with that rah-rah.
But you just got to know how to deal with it. That's a choice. You still got to make that choice. You got to write. Mm-hmm. The best thing somebody told me was you have a right to change your mind. Like you got that right. So, but a lot of people override that right and engage.
Okay. Well, final question. Let me ask you this. Mm-hmm. If I see all of these young guys on on the news and stuff, on TV, on ESPN and stuff. And Tori, after they do this, they look like they just came from church. They don't even look angry.
Are you saying after they do what? Abuse?
Yeah, and let me ask you this. And if this is going on, Tori, even in the Maxwell Anderson case,
right?
We know our black woman has a problem. She's the most abused, hurt, unprotected being on the planet. Would you address and consider that there is something seriously wrong with our black woman that will make provoke a man to feel a certain way and act a certain way?
We know it's people that provoke. It's not just one sided because. It is some women that provoke verbally. I always tell people sometimes what women say verbally is like a smack to a man. A woman will verbally abuse you and it'll feel like a punch, and a man will use physical abuse and it's an actual punch. So it depends. That's why I say you gotta recognize situations that you're not going to end up well no matter what it is, because if you engage in these type of situations, eventually somebody going to go to jail or somebody going to go to hell. Like it just either way, it's not going to end up good. That's all I'm saying. So why not recognize it off the top and walk away and keep yourself in a space where you can actually move in a different direction instead of going in one direction, which is downhill, which is into destruction.
Right, so you actually thought about what I was trying to say, mm-hmm. and which what you're saying transcends time and the situation, which applies to it and makes it correct.
Mm-hmm. Well, all I'm saying is we gotta have like some type of logic when we engage,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of people mm-hmm. only see the fireworks in the front end, but they don't see the back end. They just only engaging without understanding, okay, where this is all going to end up. And I know a lot of people are impulsive and they get upset and they feel like they're right in that moment. But sometimes you can mm-hmm. be upset for the right reasons, but wrong in your reaction.
I agree, brother, because it's so you're right. I leave it right. You know what I mean? I leave it right there. I just agree with you again. God bless you.
Hey, God bless you. God bless you. You know, sometimes you can be upset. But it's how you move after you upset that may change your life. And it only take a couple seconds to change your whole life. Make that decision to leave so you can live to fight another day. Hey, look, when we come back, we have more discussion. Truth Nation, stay locked in.
More of the Tori Lowe Show is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is the Tori Lowe Show on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Real life superhero, coming through, running through, black bandana. Little kid screaming, that's Tori Lowe. I gotta say my city, black man can do. I'm just here to do what God say. 10 toes down in Milwaukee. They put my name on the highways. If you need me, better call me. And they say, when something going on, who you gonna call?
Tori Lowe.
When something going wrong, who you gonna call?
Tori Lowe.
When something going on, who you gonna call?
Tori Lowe.
When something going wrong, who you gonna call?
Tori Lowe.
Uncle Tori, where the f*** you been at? I know you hear him calling, that's Tori Lowe. It's a lot going on, you gotta get back. Who else
going to
be the one to do? God damn.
101.7 The Truth, Tori Lowe, Tori Lowe Show. A new bill aims to strengthen Wisconsin's drunken driving laws. Y'all know we've been talking about, I don't see a difference in reckless driving and drunken driving. And I've been trying to tell y'all, I don't separate the two. Anytime you get behind the wheel and act irresponsible in any kind of way, to me, that's reckless driving. But I started seeing that, okay, when they say reckless driving, they trying to talk about black people, like, or, you know, black and brown, I guess, if you want to throw that in there. But OWI, that's white people. You know, they could get like five or six of these things, you know. But let's see what they're doing to strengthen the drunken driving laws. If you're listening as we broadcast live, let's listen.
A packed Capitol committee room.
I'm Ron Thomas. It's my wife, Janelle.
Ronald and Janelle Thomas sat before lawmakers, introducing them to their late daughter, Caitlin.
I want you to all get to know Caitlin.
She was a recent Mosinee High grad in July 2021 on her way home from dropping a friend off in Wausau.
We got a notification through Life 360 that Caitlin made an abrupt stop and you should check on her. So we all started calling and texting and didn't hear from her. So we drove up there.
A wrong-way drunk driver had killed the 18-year-old. Their grief turning into action, urging Wisconsin lawmakers Wednesday to pass a bill closing multiple drunk driving law loopholes with a focus on this, an ignition interlock device.
Before I came with Matt to Matt 18 years ago, I thought, well, just take away their license. That'll stop them from driving drunk. It doesn't. You need technology. You need the ignition interlock.
The interlock device is installed in an offender's car. They have to blow into it to prove they haven't been drinking in order for the car to start.
Current law does not punish interlock violations.
Right now in Wisconsin, you can try to drive drunk on these devices as much as you want, but once you're 1 year's over, you're done.
But this new legislation would change that, requiring the device stay installed an additional 6 months anytime there's a violation. The bill not changing the Thomases' reality, but instead helping them meet their two goals.
To create the world that Caitlin lived, and then two is to keep it from happening to somebody else.
All right. You want to keep the machine in the car. I thought they was finna get harsh like they did with reckless driving. I thought they was about to put the foot down. And like I said, it's two separate conversations going on. Reckless driving for the people on the north side and OWIs for everybody on the outskirts of Wisconsin. I hate this. I hate it. You know. All right. Well. You know what? It's a setup. You know, reckless driving and drunk driving, one is for black and one is for white. And like you said, like you saw in the video as we was broadcasting live, you know, white townships are trying to figure out how to best figure out this drunken driving thing. And maybe you need to keep the machine in the car to blow into it. You know, that they're trying to extend the blower. You know, I don't even see if you got to blow on the machine to get in the vehicle, you shouldn't be driving. If you got to blow on them, see, they're going to keep they people on the road because they know they can't stop somebody from driving in their towns because people going to flip out. So, OK, yeah, I was drinking. You know, I'm going to take some classes. I'm gonna have this blower thing in my car. How you hook up your breath to the ignition and blow your breath in there, and the car start right up? I mean, that's for the outskirts. This is what they because they drink every. They understand drinking because a lot of times, a lot of those kids when I went to college, I couldn't believe how much beer they was consuming. Like when I first went off to school, I was going through a culture shock because. A lot of those kids was my age, you know, and they was drinking people under the table. They said they had been drinking for a long time. So I was shocked. Andrew, you know, what age do usually people start drinking, you know,
in the white
smaller
community?
Towns? Yeah.
I would say like 16, 17. Because I know I think I went to a college or a high school party that had beer one time, mm-hmm. like in high school. But like, I mean, yeah, you're right. Wisconsin's different though,
right.
too. Wisconsin's the drinking capital of the world.
That's what I'm saying. But what I'm saying is the OWI, they try to keep it separate from the reckless driving.
Obviously.
It's probably more harsher. They're going to tow your car. You're going to go under the bus if you get caught reckless driving. But if you get caught with an OWI, you can get this blower in your car, still be able to go to work, still be able to travel. I'm just saying.
I had a coworker in North Dakota, Tory, that had the blower in his car.
I had some friends when I was in Iowa and Minnesota that they had the blower in their car. Then they was trying to get me to blow in it to start it up. I say, I'm not doing that. I don't even know what that is. I couldn't believe that they had this kind of device. I had never seen it.
Imagine getting mono like that.
Oh, wow.
How'd you get mono? Oh, it's helping my friend.
Do it work if somebody else blowing it? Or
yes.
So how do they know it's you? They don't even know.
Somebody sober blew into this. That's all they know.
Wow. All right. I'm gonna keep it pushing. Matter of fact, we got the giveaway coming up. If you want to enter into our Gruber Law Office 5K giveaway, we'll be shortly doing the Gruber Law Office giveaway so you can enter in to win $5,000. But there's a story that I wanted to talk about. The 14-year-old shot during an exchange of gunfire between two cars. I want to get that one in before I do the giveaway. Once again, another tragic situation. 14-year-old, once again, shot during exchange of gunfire between two cars. If you're watching this rebroadcast live, we got some video on this. Let's listen.
You see that crash happening here. 12 News obtained video of the collision and one person in the car climbing out of the back window and running away right when police arrive.
Look at these young people.
My neighbor next door, he said he heard shootings coming from the other side of the street. I didn't hear anything until I went back and had to watch those videos. And I did hear some shootings, but it was crazy this morning.
Well, police have not announced any arrests.
Wow. And when they do this, when they crash these cars, because it looked like it was stolen, it looked like some little kids was in this car. At least this one went back to help his buddy. Like in this video, he went back to pull his friend out, but he was stuck. But, you know, it seems like Grand Theft Auto is just, every time I see these videos and people crashing and the car flipping over, how do they jump out and start running? Like the video game. Like back when I was coming up, you got caught in a car crash, you laid on the ground in pain. Like you needed life alert or something. Like you fell over and just, you couldn't move. Now, I've never seen these many young, you know, these young kids made of plastic or something because they get in these accidents and they just jump out and start running. Fast as possible. Wow. Well, before we go to break, I think we got the giveaway. Let me get the giveaway up.
One call, that's all.
Hey, look, once again, it's your chance to be entered into the Gruber Law Office 5K giveaway, courtesy of Gruber Law Office, right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. This is your chance to be entered in to win $5,000. Be caller number 10 right now at 833-212-1017, and you will be entered in to win our $5,000 giveaway right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Once again, be caller number 10, 833-212-1017. And remember, if you or a loved one are injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at gruber-law.com. For official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com.
The Tory Lowe Show returns after this on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Congratulations to Cynthia. You'll be entered in to win our Gruber Law Office 5K giveaway, courtesy of Gruber Law Office. For official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com. Also, Truth Nation, mark your calendars Friday, February 20th for the second annual Truth Community Awards, hosted by Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman, celebrating individuals making a real difference in our community. Tickets are on sale soon. Visit 1017thetruth.com to learn more. Community Awards are sponsored by Milwaukee College Prep, the Milwaukee Bucks, Gruber Law Office, Steinhoffel's Cousin Subs and Third Street Market Hall. Come celebrate with us Friday, February 20th at the Truth Community Awards hosted by Homer Blow and Bailey Coleman. Room, the time is 5:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. at Venue 3 in the Third Street Market Hall right here downtown. Do not miss out on the biggest community event award show of the year. Okay. Joining me on the lines on VMix, if you're watching as we broadcast live, see the lovely Elizabeth Brown as we broadcast live. Advocate author Elizabeth Brown. How you doing, Queen?
Hey, salute, King. It's Thursday already. Happy Thursday.
Hey, happy Thursday. Hey, T. We had a lot. We had to cover a lot on the show today. Definitely covered a lot. But I do want to talk about NPS. We had a couple ideas with NPS where the coach slapped a student, and then that was a mm-hmm. huge deal. But the one that bothers me that's kind of raising my eyebrow is the administrator that's from Minnesota that's currently under investigation for $25 million, but he was just given a job in administration right here in the city of Milwaukee. Now he's on leave. What's happening then?
Hey, you already know. Like I said, failure. When we're talking about these institutions, when we're talking about these individuals, like I said, a failing mayor who picks other failures. The whole goal is to get money. Okay, and you. When you a crook, you hire crooks. It's not about the person who can do the job. It's about, again, the person who's going to turn their head and play along to get along just to secure the bag. And again, the failures of NPS, as it always has been, they have literally strong arm robbed the people because when I voted no to NPS, a lot of people voted. Well, it wasn't even a lot. I don't think the gap was really that big, but they were able to keep it knowing that the paperwork wasn't right, which I personally felt that it should have been null and void, that it shouldn't have went through due to the fact that the paperwork wasn't right. That mean, you know, y'all false advertised, y'all had the community believe that they were doing the right thing for NPS. And again, here we go. Another eye-opener of how the failure that is NPS continues to go. We're talking about an individual who was put on leave, again, getting money.
$240,000. That was his position.
While we have teachers not getting the check, while we have coaches not getting the check, while we have lead pipe still inside the schools, while we have a failing school system, a school system that the kids have to go home in the summertime when it's too hot because there is no air conditioning. And then you have this top heavy, big paid administration again, because the teachers not getting no salaries. We're talking about individuals who couldn't even keep the paperwork straight.
With the state.
Thievery. Come on. Come on. What's a part of the job when we're talking about administration? I work in administration. They supposed to make sure all the I's is dotted and the T's is crossed to get paid.
Wow.
Come on. Failure.
Like I said, I mean, and he was the senior financial officer. And he came over here after he left a $25 million hole in the system that he came from. Hey, but who's hiring these people? Who is hiring?
Come on.
Who hired that these part. People? Who the one?
The mayor?
Who doing the background check? Who like, okay, you a good candidate. I mean, you could get a job at Walmart and they're going to do a background check on you. They're going to, you know, they do a better background check trying to be a clerk at Walmart.
Tori, even if the background checks is done, that's just like the now superintendent. Her license was suspended from the last state she came from. And she was still hired. Okay?
Was it suspended or she had some paperwork issues?
she had paperwork issues. The same reason we removed the last superintendent. Okay?
Mm.
And she was hired. Okay? This is where you can go to get... Again, it's criminal. This is a criminal enterprise. Milwaukee is known. When we look at NPS and all of the individuals that they had prior to, it was always some type of scam going on. Where is the monies?
Because
the kid's not getting it and the teacher's not eating.
They asking him where the money at in Minnesota. This the financial person. This the person that was running the numbers.
That part.
He got all right, allegedly. Hold on. Let me throw that out there because we don't they investigate. Allegedly, he put a $25 million hole in Minnesota and he was working for us. Hey, what was he coming here to do?
To make another hole.
Hey.
Again. And he know people that know people. And like I said, you have individuals here who are going to jail for petty crimes. I haven't seen none of these individuals receive no time. Not even to the point of being charged. So,
Here we go.
Another day in the life also, of the failures of Milwaukee.
Also, we had a person that's running for governor come through today. Kelda Royce then came through, a senator out of Madison, Wisconsin, out of Wisconsin's 26th Senate district. She came in and talked to us, talked to Truth Nation today.
Hey, salute. Again, I encourage anybody that's everybody to listen to everybody and anybody who's running in these seats. We need new blood. At this point, we can no longer go with the status quo or what we would consider the name brand individuals, because the people that's been sitting in this seat and known is the reason why we're in the condition we in.
Wow. Like I said, you know, it's a lot. The governor race, I told it's going to have to go through the Tory Lowe show. Hey, you can try to avoid that the show, but it may not come out too good for you. It might not come out. Hey, you got to come and talk about it. And
you can try to circle around.
Let me tell you something. You can try to circle around it, but you're going to find out in the end that,
it ain't going to work in your business.
The earth, when I say open up your earth, it's people in the earth, listening. They listening.
Absolutely. And if you dodging the smoke, that mean that you ain't did the work.
Hey. She wasn't even from Milwaukee, so I couldn't even. I was trying to get her to talk about what the Democrats is doing, but she from Madison, so I couldn't really press her about what was going on around here. But she was able to, you know, talk her way through it. But like I said, she's not from here. She's from Madison, so
do a deep dive on her.
Right,
do it because you just don't want to throw your vote to nobody. Right. You got to make sure that they have some results.
Well, no, we got to make sure we're getting something in return and making these people make commitments to what they can do for us, for our votes. Because the Milwaukee vote puts a lot of these Democrats in these seats.
Absolutely.
So we,
and we have nothing to show for
it. I don't want you to tell me what you've been. I want to, what is the plan for us right now so I can measure it? I can measure you when you come around again. What are you going to do? And we don't get that outcome, even though Milwaukee pushes people into these seats on the state level.
Seats. Literally, for life. And like I said, I want to know not only what you're going to do for us, but what you have done.
Right.
Because a lot of these people, when you look at the history of the do-nothings, they have a history of doing nothing and saying a lot. I don't give a damn about what you're talking about. Show me the money.
Right, but
show me the results.
Let me tell you something. They got the money. We got the funny. Look, when we come back, Elizabeth Brown, I want to get your final thoughts on the show today. Truth Nation. Stay locked in. Let's do it.
Don't touch that dial. The Tory Lowe Show will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is the Tory Lowe Show on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Tory Lowe.
It starts with a spark. At Milwaukee College Prep, the spark turns to something extraordinary. From age 3 through 8th grade, MCP nurtures brilliance, building scholars with knowledge, character, and confidence. 88% of the students face economic hardships, but that doesn't define them, because at MCP, every child's potential shines. With 4 campuses and 1 powerful mission, College and Beyond Milwaukee College Prep is free, high-performing, and open to all Milwaukee families. Visit MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com to enroll or get involved. That's MilwaukeeCollegePrep.com, where Milwaukee's future begins to shine. Elizabeth Brown, today I had to talk about bullying at the Hope Schools. And when okay. I was waiting for the kids to, you know, because they had the assembly. So while the kids was coming in, I was playing this song right here, and they all started doing the sauce. Like, they just started dancing.
I bet. And, absolutely.
It was a hit. So I've been playing it on the show today. So it's just powerful to see, like, the kids and the bullying doing has the to stop. The bullying has to stop. But we had a great time today. And like I said, we're going to work it out. I got a couple ideas that I done implemented. And here we go. But at the end of the day, Elizabeth Brown is 2026, and we already got a pile of tricks going on. A lot of things happening. Hey. And at least we ahead of it. We talking about it now.
Absolutely. We definitely ahead of. I think we, you know, we're not in a great space, but we're in a good space. We not where we want to be, but we not where we used to be. So. Again, I take it right now, a lot of us are in a better headspace to be able to get ourselves in a position to have our minds open. So we're able to see certain things, because for a long time, you know, we had those program blinders on to only look one way, to only stand on one side, and was made to believe that we can't change our minds. But I think right now, you know, it's a pivotal time where we have opened our minds and opened our eyes, and even seeing the unseen, because it's not what you're seeing, it's what you're not seeing that you really have to pay attention to. It's the subliminals, it's the small print, it's the wording, it's the body language. You have to make sure you tuned all the way in. And not getting distracted by the whistles, the dog whistles that a lot of these individuals blowing, like we were just talking about yesterday, how they was doing the whole tour about how crime went down. And then here we are in 2026 that, you know, murders is up. Okay. Right. So again,
I guess the murders, they trying to include that. They sidestepping the murder, saying crime is down. Now, I didn't ask you about crime. I asked you about homicide. But, you know, they always got to do that PR. And this is where we got to draw the line in the sand, because are we going to continue to keep discussing what we're tired of? Or are we going to show it through action on with our votes? And they can tell by the way we vote that what's coming out of our mouth ain't really how we feel.
Absolutely. And it's bigger than your vote. It's bigger than, you know, you just voting. You have to be about that action.
Right.
Literally. You have to show up in these spaces and places and call a thing a thing. You know, in these, like I said, nowhere that I've ever seen that was well ran is there the comfortability of these failures to be out and about and smiling and shaking hands and kissing babies. It's pressure being applied. They're not going to go amongst the people that they done robbed or they done mistreated with a smile and not get addressed like a scammer.
Right.
Because, again, we got to stop allowing these people to be comfortable. And like I stated, you know, I'm a true believer. And when you're really doing the work, you're not going to allow a faker to come in the room and act like they did something without you checking it.
Mm. Hey, look, it seemed like they think that we're going to have that short memory loss when the elections come around. Like, you know,
absolutely.
They don't do too much Then they come back and circle around and recycle the promises from the first time they got in. And a lot of people got short-term memory loss. They just, you know, they forget that this person or, you know, they forget that they didn't get nothing and they go back again, back in the same pot with the hole in it.
Hey, well, you know, for a long time, you know, we know that the dedicated block of individuals that was voting this way was the elders. And we have been privy to be on the front line of the last couple of years where our elders been truly suffering. So I really want to see what they going to do this year, knowing that the individuals that they voted for, that they stood in lines for, that they rallied around, because they've been suffering tremendously the last couple of years. I mean, everything we're hearing about is hitting the elders in their golden years, they having to get out and march and everything else. So we finna see, really, if we're tired or we're not. But truly, the elders and really us, who is the foundation that's in the middle, that's having to fight for the youth and the elderly, you know, what we're about to do. Are we really about to be about that action and move these fools around? Or are we going to fall back to sleep? So I'm here for it. I want to see what's going to transpire.
They act like they got the itis when it's time to vote.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Absolutely.
Hey. But on another note, the Packers playing the Bears in Chicago for the wild card round. Hey, here we go.
They better do. Hey, look here. I don't care where we, like, for us to, we should never bow down. Okay. To the, I don't care. We never lose to the Bears. Okay. Like,
hey, they got one. They had, they got their little two wins that last, at the end of last year, they got one. This year we split, but now this playoffs going to be the tiebreaker. We going to, hey. Come on, Green Bay. I believe Green Bay can get this.
Green Bay, look here. Hey, I'm putting it out in the universe. I'm putting it out in the – quit playing. We don't play with the Bears at all. Like, it's not a game, okay?
Hey, Aaron Rodgers.
It's not a game.
Aaron Rodgers over there with the Steelers. Slayed.
Hey, I need the Bears slayed, and I need a fur coat, okay, out of the Bear.
With the bamboo earring.
Hey, you know, I know. I want the bear paw earrings.
Oh, wow.
I want the paws, okay, for earrings. So, Green Bay, look here, Packers, we can't stop playing. Stop playing.
Let's
it's
get
go
it.
Time.
Hey, look.
No mercy.
Look, I'll say this, you know, Green Bay all the way, but a lot of times when you see, you know, at the beginning of the year, you know, high hopes, Michael Parsons came in, high hopes.
Come on.
We lose Michael Parsons. We lose one player. And everybody,
man,
like, hey,
momentum.
You know, hey. You can, hey, that goes to show how powerful, what a difference one player can make to change the game.
Absolutely, it's the energy. But right. We also have to make sure, you know, and I hope the Packers listening. If you listening, look, it's not about the last game, you know, because sometimes being winners, because we really good at winning. Sometimes we have to lose to refocus. So
right.
That's our refocus. We done seen it. We coming back with a vengeance.
And I'll tell
down
you.
Down go to bed.
And every loss, okay? Every loss is a lesson. So if you learned the lesson from the loss, you are
it's
right.
Time to
it's
slay.
Not a real loss, right? I always tell people
it's
a
time
loss.
To slay.
A loss ain't bad if you learned the lesson. The problem
period.
With the loss is if you don't learn the lesson, then you lose again the same way.
That part. And we can't stand that. We can't stand that pressure. It's go time.
Well, fire up that song again, Andrew, because that's my favorite song right now. All I can picture is the kids going crazy in the assembly, and then they didn't even know, you know, what it was, but they was going crazy.
Did you do the salsa?
I did a little bit. I did a little bit. I did a little bit.
Okay.
Me and the teacher did a little salsa. But I was just mimicking them. Yeah, I was mimicking them. I wanted to hear the salsa record. I guess we can't do it. I guess Andrew was like, we can't play. But all right, Queen, I appreciate you for being on the front lines as usual. And we got a lot of work to do.
Hey,
2026,
always,
we going to be in the
hey,
mix.
Hey, I'm here for it.
Hey,
let's get it.
Be safe. I'll talk to you soon. Andrew, I wanted to hear my salsa song. We got to hear this. This is the song that we got to end the show with. Oh, wow. You could have let the people hear it one more time. But look, I appreciate everybody that tuned into the show today. The one thing, if you could take away from this show, is that it's the new year, and we got to stop having fear. We got to be able to approach the situation, analyze it, and get an outcome that's tangible that we can say, hey, look, we got something for either our vote, for our efforts. It's all about catching results in 2026. Keep your head on a swivel. Green don't always mean go and look both ways before you cross the streets. Salute to everybody in the chat. Another powerful chat. I love you. Dr. Ken Harris up next.